Air pollution isn't just a problem in the Mon Valley. A new study finds air pollution in the Pittsburgh region was responsible for up to 3,500 deaths in 2019. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports the study found even air quality considered safe by regulators led to premature deaths.
The researchers found air pollution not only led to increased deaths, but it also had other negative impacts, from lowered IQ in children to adverse birth outcomes. Philip Landrigan, a pediatrician and public health physician at Boston College, is one of the study's authors.
People need to recognize that this pollution is causing disease, it's causing premature death.
The study calculated the impact of PM2.5, a class of fine particles small enough to go deep inside the lungs. These particles have been linked to a wide array of health effects.
Among infants, it's causing increased low birth weight babies, increased stillbirths. Among adults, it's causing heart disease and stroke.
The study was funded by the Heinz Endowments, which also supports the Allegheny Front. In it, the authors compared satellite data on air pollution with data on deaths from the 8-county Pittsburgh metropolitan region. Landrigan says they then estimated how many of those deaths were linked to air pollution for the year 2019.
We're saying that between 11.1 and 12.5% of all deaths in the Pittsburgh metropolitan area are due to air pollution. What I cannot tell you is which particular death is due to air pollution.
In recent years, the region's air has started to come into compliance with federal clean air standards, but still ranks among the country's dirtiest, in part because of large pollution sources like the steel industry. When it comes to air pollution's link to IQ, Landrigan says studies around the world show lowered numbers for children as pollution numbers increase. But Jim Fabizak at the University of Pittsburgh says many questions remain about the links between when and how much pollution affects children's IQ.
What's the appropriate exposure window for the effects of pollution on IQ? Is it prenatal? Is it something in early childhood?
The study also showed that even at very low levels, air pollution is dangerous. About half the deaths calculated by the paper were for pollution levels well below current federal clean air standards. Erica Garcia of the University of Southern California says pollution will never go down to zero. But she says the numbers derived in the study, even if they're just estimates, give a sense of air pollution's costs in a region like Pittsburgh's.
I think it is an important demonstration that shows that cleaner air still has a potential to save lives, even in places that are meeting current regulatory standards.
The study calls for stronger federal air quality standards, stricter pollution enforcement, and investments in clean energy and electric vehicles. It was published last month in the journal Annals of Global Health. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.